I'm Joe Bud from the French Quarter. Sorry about the ambient noise, but that's how it works here. This is the Rorschach, Georgia update from the 28th of March, 2024. Quick summary of what's going down in Georgia. Let's kick off this edition with some political news. On Thursday, the 28th, Dunja Mijatović, the Council of Europe's Commissioner for Human Rights, expressed serious concerns about a new move by the Georgian Dream, or Otsneba. On Monday, the 25th, Otsneba brought a new anti-gay bill before Parliament. In keeping with the Vladimir Putin-Viktor Orban line, they said it relates to traditional values and keeping kids safe, which everybody knows is BS. This is another way to tell the EU that Otsneba is on Russia's side rather than Europe's side. On Monday, Mamukum Dinaradze, member of the party and a member of parliament, said they wanted to make some rules about what families should be like and who can adopt kids. They want marriages in Georgia to be between only a man and a woman, and they don't want any teachers talking about anything related to this in schools. They even mentioned maybe stopping pride parades as they promote LGBTQ plus values. Right now, they don't have enough votes to support this bill in parliament, but are hopeful after the elections. All part of the Keep Georgia Close to Russia and Out of the EU program. Up next, Prime Minister's Economic Council wants to include more people in its talks, such as government officials, members of parliament, and even business ombudsman. Kobakhidze said he wants everyone who needs to take part in the important talks about crucial economic platforms and strategies to enhance national economic development and collaboration across sectors to participate. On Friday the 22nd, university students all over Georgia talked about business and personal finance. Marina Ushveridze, who's leading the project, wants students to think about their community. They teamed up with the Bank of Georgia and other entities, hitting 153 schools and chatting with over 2,000 students. The talks were about making smart money decisions and the difference between needing something and just wanting it, as well as long-term financial planning. On Monday the 25th, Nikol Pashinyan, Armenia's prime minister, talked to his Georgian counterpart, Irakli Kobakhidze. They said the relationship between the two countries is doing well, so no open fights. That's good, I guess. In business updates, on Thursday the 22nd, a meeting took place in Manila, the Philippines, with Lasha Khutsishvili, Georgia's finance minister, sitting down with Masatsugu Asakawa, the head of the Asian Development Bank, or ADB. They talked about working together. They're already teaming up on some projects in Georgia. ADB's annual meeting, which Georgia will host for the first time since it joined the ADB in 2007. Unrelated, on Tuesday the 27th, Georgia celebrated a historic sports moment. For the first time since becoming its own country, the Georgian national football team has qualified for the football competition Euro 2024. They won against Greece, scoring 4-2 in a thrilling penalty shootout. Streets in Georgia erupted. Looking ahead, the team is gearing up for their match against Turkey on the 18th of July. For the adventure lovers out there, the regional government of Ajada announced its first hiking festival for this summer 2024. There's a 45-kilometer trail planned that goes through spots like the Chichuri Chihani Shumata Lakes and ends up in the Alpine Botanical Garden. People will be able to see historical sites like Kihani Castle, even dip in the Green Lake. There will be educational activities or experiences related to the region's history, culture, and natural environment. Food, some friendly competitions, contests over hiking, photography, other outdoor activities designed to enhance the festival experience. It is totally free to join. Registration kicking off in May. Some cultural updates. On Saturday the 23rd, some pictures of rusty metal went viral. Gigi Gegechkori took some pictures of a local steel yard in Zugdidi. He found some rusty metal that looked like art. Coolest thing, he snapped a picture that looked like a man's face made out of rust. That one got tons of likes and chats when he shared it online. If you want to check out the photos, link in the show notes. On tourism, on Thursday the 28th, the Georgian National Tourism Administration kicked off a training course titled The Role of Social Media in Tourism to Boost Tourism in Georgia. This event brought together 200 big names from the tourism industry across cities like Tbilisi, Rustavi, Tel Aviv, Borjomi, Gori, Kutaisi, and Umbralauri. The guest list featured guides, tour operators, and people who run hotels and bed and breakfasts. They came together for a two-day deep dive into how to make the most of social media to attract visitors. On Thursday the 28th, Kutaisi launched a brand new shuttle bus service zipping directly from the city center in Kutaisi to the International Airport of Kutaisi. Airport's been up and running for 12 years, but until now, the only way to get there was either by hailing a taxi or driving yourself or hopping on public transport. The Union of Georgian Airports is introducing three buses for this specific route, each ride costing 5 lari or $2. The buses will be operating from Rustaveli Street 9A, right next to the DMO Imereti office. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Have you ever tried to pick something with a group of people? A movie to watch, a restaurant to go to, a book to read, something like that? And the process of deciding is endless, divisive, and or annoying? Us too. But there's light at the end of this particular tunnel. Rorschach has developed an app that makes deciding something within a group very easy and fun. If you'd like to be in the first group of people to try it out and give us your opinions and ideas about it, let us know at info@rorschach.com, R-O-R-S-H-O-K.com. Nachwandis!